last stand in Mariupol. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Russia has already nearly destroyed that city. Now it's going after Ukrainian troops holed up with civilians in a steel plant there.
Ukraine and other reports now say Russia is physically storming that plant after dropping bombs on it from above for weeks. It could mean face-to-face combat with the Ukrainian Marines that have been trying to resist Russia for months. Those Marines are considered the last resistance in Mariupol, a city that Russia wants to claim it controls.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. More than 100 civilians did evacuate that plant in recent days, describing horrific conditions. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky tells Fox he wants President Biden to visit his country.
Saying that it would be a great signal, very important signal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Secretaries of State and Defense have all recently met with Zelensky in Kyiv. President Biden's taken a shot at Trump-supporting Republicans, calling them the MAGA crowd, saying they're the most extreme political organization in recent American history. And he worries about the Supreme Court overturning the ruling that legalized abortion, wondering if that opens the door for more conservative decisions.
What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children?
Now, there's news on the justice who wrote the leaked draft opinion on overturning Roe v. Wade.
Associate Justice Samuel Alito was slated to appear at a judicial conference today, but Reuters reports he canceled his appearance. Justice Clarence Thomas and the court's Chief Justice John Roberts are also scheduled to attend, although it's unclear if they, too, will choose not to appear.
Fox's Sean Langell, new fencing was put up around the Supreme Court overnight, described as tall and unscalable. A suspected tornado twisted some homes apart near Oklahoma City, damaging the community of Seminole, but there are no reports of injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There has been a big focus for more than a year on the surge of migrants coming to the U.S. Now there's concern lifting a COVID-era policy that blocked some from entering the U.S. illegally will lead to an even bigger surge. But that is not the only way migrants are coming here. The Coast Guard is finding more Haitians headed to Florida by boat.
At 0600 hours Monday morning, we were wheels up at Air Station Miami. From the sky, this flight crew surveys roughly 700 miles of open waters, looking for people trying to illegally enter the United States. Just about 30 minutes into our flight, the crew found something. Lieutenant Katrina Prout tells us.
Right now we're circling around a Haitian vessel. Supposedly there's about maybe 50 persons on board.
A Haitian boat was located about 75 miles southeast of Key Largo with 63 people on board. They've intercepted nearly 3,900 Haitians since October. Coast Guard spokesperson Nicole Grohl says.
We are definitely seeing more people than when we saw when the pandemic was in full force.
In Miami, Rebecca Castor, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve is taking action to deal with inflation, which Fed Chair Jerome Powell says is too high.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed raised a key interest rate by a half percentage point, which will increase the cost of borrowing on some mortgages and car loans and credit cards. That rate hike sent stocks soaring. The Dow rose more than 900 points, but the NASDAQ and the Dow futures this morning are falling. In the NBA playoffs,
Booker, another three. Quick six, just like that.
Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns beat Dallas 129-109 on TNT to go up 2-0. Miami's also up 2-0 on Philadelphia with a 119-103 win. In hockey's playoffs, Carolina went up 2-0 on Boston, while Edmonton, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay all won to even their NHL first-round series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.